Joining us now to discuss the likelihood of further military action by Israel is NPR's Linda Gradstein. She's on the line from Jerusalem. Linda, what options are the Israeli cabinet discussing as possible responses to this latest bombing?
Well, after the bombing, in a call to a TV station in Lebanon, the Islamist Hamas movement claimed responsibility, and Israeli officials say that they believe that a Hamas bomber from Gaza is responsible. Palestinian officials have said that one option they possibly expect is an Israeli attack on Gaza. Israel has just completed what it called Operation Defensive Shield that focused mostly on Palestinian cities in the West Bank, and Israel did not really go into Gaza. So one possibility is that we'll see in Gaza what we saw in cities in the West Bank, with tanks going in and troops conducting house-to-house searches. Another option being discussed is exiling Palestinian leader Arafat. Sharon has made no secret that that's what he's wanted to do in March, after a suicide bomber killed 29 Israelis at a Passover Seder. And at that point, his security chiefs convinced him that Arafat could do more damage abroad than in the West Bank. Israeli commentators have said that the Bush administration has made it clear that they think Sharon has to work with Arafat, but Sharon himself has been trying to find a way to sideline the Palestinian leader. A third option is some sort of limited retaliation, like a helicopter attack on a Hamas office or something like that.
We just heard in Peter Kenyon's story the reaction of Cabinet Minister Uzi Landau to this latest attack. What are other Israelis saying?
Well, I think there's a sense that there's no surprise, but sort of resignation. The chief of staff today said that every day the army prevents another suicide bombing. Today there was a botched attack near Haifa, and nobody really thought that the Israeli incursion into the West Bank would stop attacks completely. I was in downtown Jerusalem this morning, which has been the scene of frequent attacks, and there was no sense of panic or fear. There might have been a little bit less traffic than in the past few weeks. But there really was a sense that this attack was only a matter of time.
President Bush announced yesterday that he's sending CIA Director George Tenet back to the region. What is he expected to try to do?
Well, he said that CIA Director Tenet would try to build a Palestinian security force to fight terrorism. There are currently 9 separate security forces. They've often been competing, and they've also sustained quite a bit of damage from the Israeli incursion into the West Bank. So I think the idea is to try to build some kind of unified Palestinian security force to try to fight attacks.
And what's the latest on the siege of the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem? It looked earlier today like that might end.
Well, it still looks like it might end. There's certainly been a lot of activity around the church at Manger Square. Israeli soldiers have set up metal detectors, presumably for the Palestinians who would leave the church. There are blue metal barricades that people would have to walk through. There's still no solution for the 13 Palestinians on Israel's wanted list. Originally, yesterday, there was talk of them going to Italy. Italy then said it hadn't been consulted. One solution, according to a Palestinian policeman inside the church, is that everybody except the 13 would leave, and and American officials would stay to guard them.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.